Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled Pentecost, the Feast that Portrays Church Truth. We read in Leviticus 23, 15 and 16, "And you shall count for yourselves from the day after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of wave offering, seven Sabbaths shall be completed. Count 50 days, to the day after the seventh Sabbath. Then you shall offer a new grain offering to the Lord." The Hebrew word Shavuot corresponds to the Greek word Pentecost. It means 50. This feast was celebrated exactly 50 days after Passover, and therefore it is called the Day of Pentecost. It is also called the Feast of Weeks, Deuteronomy 16, 16. Of the three major feasts, Passover, Pentecost, and Tabernacles, only Pentecost is not identified with some previous special occasion in Israel's history. The reason for this is because the Day of Pentecost relates to the church. And church truth was hidden in the Old Testament. It was a mystery, not revealed until the New Testament, Ephesians 2 and 3. We often say that the New Testament is in the Old concealed and the Old Testament is in the New revealed. Church truth hidden in the Feast of Pentecost is an example of New Testament truth concealed in the Old Testament. It was there, but it remained a divine secret, a mystery, until disclosed in the New Testament. Leviticus 23:17 says, "You shall bring from your dwellings two wave loaves of two-tenths of an ephah. They shall be of fine flour. They shall be baked with leaven. They are the first fruits to the Lord." Note three things here. Number one, two loaves were to be presented. These two loaves foreshadow the church, which began on the day of Pentecost. This new creation in Christ consists of both Jewish and Gentile people. As Paul points out in Ephesians 2:15, Christ creates in himself one new man from the two. This one offering was to involve two wave loaves. Number two, note something unique to this offering. It was to be baked with leaven. No other offerings were to be presented with leaven because leaven represents evil. The leaven typifies sin, and even though the church has been redeemed, she still has sin until glorification. Total purification awaits glorification. In our walk, we all still have some leaven that remains. Number three, on the day of Pentecost, the first fruits of the wheat harvest were presented, which indicated that more was to come. On the day of Pentecost, the Spirit was sent to the 120, and then Peter preached, and 3,000 more got saved, Acts 2. But that was just the beginning of much more harvest that was to follow down through the church age. The Jews on Nisan 16, the very first day of the Feast of First Fruits, began to count down the 50 days until the day of Pentecost. Each day they would carefully continue the countdown until the day of Pentecost arrived. Again, note the absolute precision that each of these first four feasts on the Jewish calendar had in relation to Messiah's first coming. Passover, unleavened bread, the first fruits, all tie perfectly with Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. And then Pentecost ties perfectly with the start of the church, which happened precisely 50 days after Christ's resurrection on the day of Pentecost, as seen in Acts chapter 2. Undeniably, Israel's feast calendar ties prophetically and perfectly with Messiah and God's redemptive program. At this juncture on the Jewish calendar, there is a rather lengthy interval because the last cluster of feasts, which all take place in the fall. The Feast of Pentecost is not really associated with any specific occasion in Israel's prior history. It's just kind of there. It's segregated by itself, distinct from the spring feast, Passover, unleavened bread, first fruits, and from the fall feast, trumpets, Day of Atonement, tabernacles. As such, it occurs in the summer. It is the lone summer feast. The reason for this is because the Day of Pentecost uniquely relates to the church age, which transpires between the first coming and the second coming of Christ. Pentecost's lack of association with Israel's prior history fits the reality that church truth was hidden in the Old Testament. It was a mystery not revealed until New Testament revelation. Indeed, the new is in the old concealed, and the old is in the new revealed. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.